You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck, showcasing tomorrow's scene today. For Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It is officially hump day, and by the time you listen to this episode, it will either be tonight or Thursday. So happy to have you all here, and today I'm so excited and honored to showcase Steph Palermo. Who is Steph Palermo? Steph Palermo is an empathic messenger, radio talk show host, published author, working between Atlanta and Boston. She also is an international speaker, does amazing workshops. She's doing one upcoming in March this spring, which we'll talk more about as well. And her passion is to help her clients and audiences understand that they can find fun and feel groovy every day. She believes that by aligning with your true purpose, recognizing your amazingness, and changing your choices, you can alter your entire world. So if you're not inspired by that, then this podcast is not for you, because this woman is a rock star, and I'm so honored to have her back on our show. So we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor and stay tuned for Steph Palermo.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing Steph Palermo on the line. Hi, Steph. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. I am amazing. I'm so excited about everything that's happening in the world and in my life and in everybody. I know so many good things are coming.
I know. And you're such an inspiration. You're such a go-getter. You really are doing amazing, amazing things with your career. So first of all, I love your whole theme about like feeling groovy, right? Because that's like really your message across everything that you're doing. So tell us a little bit about where that whole theme came about with Just Step. It's almost like your tagline, I feel like, now, right?
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? It came about because I was talking with somebody about work, and I was saying some of my stuff comes across very serious, you know, because I think there's real changes that people have to make, and there's a mindset, and also dealing with negativity and toxicity and all of that. It comes across very, you know, hard and maybe not so fun, but my personality is so fun.
So fun.
So, yeah. So, you know, I love life. I love people. I love going out and having fun. And you know, everything to me is, you know, one big party. So that's what I think life should be. And I really feel that as human beings, we're addicted to suffering, first of all. And we entrench ourselves in drama and negativity. And we sort of say, oh, yeah, I'm happy. You know, but the thing is, you know, you think, what kind of a life is this if there's so much hard stuff going on? But I really don't think it's not meant to be that way. We're meant to just be I think it's sort of like we're supposed to be tiptoeing through the tulips all the time.
Right. So
I think that we deserve it. I think the universe wants us, you know, if you want to universe, higher power, God, whatever you want to call it. This is what we bought into when we came into our time space reality.
Fun. Right. No, I completely agree. And I just love your whole outlook, because people really do. It's hard for somebody to always think positive until you have that foregoing mindset. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think that your vision is like totally positive transparency for people that always like are skeptical about situations. And that's why I love your whole outlook on life. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you. But I want to be clear here. You know, this is not about never having hard things happen to you.
Of course.
This is not about ignoring painful situations. It's not about that, because I can tell you, as I sit here, as you know, as the day is long, I have been through the ringer. I've been through the ringer physically with all my operations that I had on my hand. I've been through the ringer emotionally with, you know, tough family situations, with kids not being nice to me, with people abandoning me, feeling rejection, and right up into present day. So I have been through, my heart and my body has been through the absolute ringer. And how do I get through that? And I can tell you, even more, most recently, I've had to deal with some life issues, and I have worked very hard. I said, how could I teach anybody about this if I can't get on my feet? And you have to find a way to work through and start and feel good. Whatever feels good for you, do the next right thing.
Right.
And so I don't want to come from a place where people think, oh, she's got it made. I don't want people to think that. I don't
know. No, but I almost feel like you're such a good advocate that you can come out of hardships and you can still live positively, even through the suffering. It's like, how do you move on past that? Right. So that's what I think is so awesome about you, is that you can come out of that and you show people that they can too, you know?
Right. And I've dealt with a lot of things. You know, I've dealt with, a physical limitation. I've dealt with, weight issues, relationship issues. I have four boys, and I've had to deal with, when you have kids and, it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Right.
I've dealt with it all. So I feel like that I don't want people to say, oh, she's got it so good and she's doing this and she's doing that, because I'm not coming from a place of being elevated. I'm coming from where everybody else is at.
Right. No, it makes complete sense. So I want to talk about your new offerings. So first of all, I want to talk about how you even got into the speaking world, because yes, you've been on my show a few times, but for our new audience, tell us about how your journey really started. I mean, because you've written a book, like all of that stuff. So tell us.
Well, when I was going through my divorce, it was really tough, but I had to work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to work.
Right. I know.
Do I have to get a job? It's not like I'm not educated. I've been to college, but I've been taking care of my kids and everything. And so I started to write a blog and write my book and get some coaching and then try to turn it around and do some. And really what I love to do, my passion is to work with people either one-on-one or in a workshop style. I love workshops and retreats, because then I get like hands-on.
Right. And yours are very intimate, right? The workshops.
Yes. I love that about your
workshops.
Also with that, I got involved a little bit with rare disease advocacy, where I've spoken at Rare Disease Day a couple of times at the Georgia State Capitol, and I just spoke in Dubai on what it's like to live with a rare disease. And I spoke to the Global Nursing Conference, and I actually was probably one of the only non-healthcare people there, but I was the keynote.
Right.
And I was able to speak to an international, when I say international, these people were from everywhere, Egypt, China, India, all over the world. And I was able to speak to them about, what they can do for rare disease patients, what it's like to live with a rare disease, what the realities are. So I've gotten into speaking, but I really love to speak. And I've spoken at schools to parents, change your mind, positively influence your children, things like that. So I bring that message of light and love for ourselves and love for one another, and really making some changes in our thoughts and our actions to live our best life and to feel groovy for as much of the waking day as you can.
Right. No, it totally makes sense. I also want to apologize because they're doing construction on my house. So if you hear banging, that's what's going down right now. Like, this is real life in my studio. So I apologize in advance. So I completely agree. I love your outlook. And so I want to also discuss further about March 16th, because I know you're doing an awesome groovy workshop. It's called Flip the Switch, right?
Right. It's called Flip the Switch to Feel Groovy. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in Boston. Now, we don't have all the logistics down, but I'm thinking something like 10 to 3, North Shore area, and it'll be open to about 50 people.
Awesome.
We'll do, you know, maybe, you know, we'll do a little food, and then we'll definitely end with a cocktail because that's groovy.
Right.
And
I love it.
And I'm going to talk about how, because I actually came up with sort of a scientific method to flipping the switch. And I have like this whole graph that I made out. Like it's actually, because you can't grasp some of these concepts, but people need something that they can hold on to and take a bite of.
Right. I totally agree with that. So, as an outsider coming in, if I was coming to a first time workshop with you, give me like a forefront of what it would be like.
Well, I like my workshops to be very laid back.
Mm-hmm. And you're laid back.
I am laid back. And sometimes you go to these things and you're like, can I get up and go to the bathroom?
Right.
Can I do that? Right. So what I like to do is say, okay, you're in my living room. We're in the living room together and we're hanging out and we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I like to do is I actually like to put little snacks on the table. So you're having a little nibble and something to drink and maybe a coffee or whatever. And what I like to do is I like to do like a 30-minute talk. 15 minutes of
questions.
Questions, and then a reflection, and then the questions that they will answer themselves, and then a group discussion within your table, and then we'll do sort of like, okay, tell us what you've got, and then like a little break, you know, everybody go to the bathroom, go do what you have to do, and then we come back. So I like to do 2 to 3 talks like that, and it's very laid back, and I will be, you know, I will hit stuff head on with how to really make changes in your thinking and what you do and how to get there and even when things are so bad.
So is it a lot of like questions, like do you ask a lot of questions? Like give a little breakdown of like if I was sitting there, like how would I start brainstorming? Because obviously you're an inspirational speaker as is, you have a lot to share. But how would I, for myself, what would I gain if I was sitting there? Would I be like, would you be asking me questions and I would think about it? Like, how would I partake in the conversation or in the workshop itself?
Okay, what I like to do is I like to present, you know, a few minutes, you know, present whatever I have to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And then, but everybody gets handouts. So you'll get like questions that you can look at. And you'll get some of the handouts will be what I'm talking about. So you don't have to really take notes.
Right.
It's just so that you can listen, but you have the information there. You can make little circles and whatever.
Right.
But then you'll get, you know, whatever you want to underline. Uh-huh. And then you'll get questions for reflection.
Awesome.
Already written out. You'll get that. I'll say, okay, reflect on these couple of questions and, you know, write something out. And then here's one last question for your group to discuss. And I like to ask questions to find out where people are at.
That's the vibe I get. Yeah, totally.
If you were having a dinner party,
mm-hmm.
and you could only invite 7 people and you're the 8th from any time period, who would you invite?
Are you asking me as a question? Oh, so no, that's
no,
how you
I'm just saying that's what I would. Yes, that's. That those are questions I would ask because you can tell where people are at.
Right. And people don't even think about, like, that's such a great question because that could really tell you a lot about a person.
Right.
Right.
Things like, yeah, right. And things like, what would you do if you had absolutely nothing to do?
Right. Like, what would you do if you had, like, free time in your life? What would be your choice?
Yeah, nothing to do, no money issues. What would you do? And then it's like, okay, why aren't you doing that?
Right, exactly. Like, what's holding? Right. And that's so important. I think a lot of people struggle with that, like how to move past their, you know, feelings.
Well, there's a lot of fears.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you change, the people around you get edgy.
Right.
When you start to do things differently and start to establish healthy boundaries, the people around you don't like it.
So true. So true. It is. It's a rock and a hard place. It really is.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So. No, I think this is like so freaking awesome. And I love how you really like spread your life between Atlanta and Boston. I give you so much credit for that. So do you do workshops in Atlanta as well?
You know, I've been working with a coach, mm-hmm. My coach is Jamie Palmer, and you know, we're really starting to launch these products. So my best connections are in Boston. That doesn't mean I can't do anything here. I have done stuff here in Atlanta, I'm here being mom and having the time to write and do the things that I need to do for my business that would be easily, I would be easily distracted from in Boston.
Right.
You
makes
know,
sense.
With everything that's going on. So Boston is really where my, where I'm getting my footing. I welcome anybody from all over the world to, you know, as far as the one-on-one consultations, because that's going to be via Zoom. But you know, anything else, you know, and I can speak anywhere. I can go anywhere.
You can. I mean, you were in Dubai. Like, please, let's talk about this amazing experience with our audience.
I know, my God.
So how was that? And what is their whole lifestyle like? Tell everything.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, you're fine. Listen, so I have construction going on. This is like real life with us. It's totally fine.
Yeah, but between the banging and the ringing, I'm going to tell you, Jackie, this was the most amazing thing I ever did in my whole life. And I'm going to tell you why. I got asked to speak. You know, I applied. They invited me to speak. And I didn't even know I was going to be the keynote. And
God.
Until I got there. And so, you know, I worked on getting it all together and, you know, my talk and all of that. And, you know, when I speak on rare diseases, it's a lot more, first of all, it's more difficult because it's hard to contain my emotions.
Right.
Because it's so ingrained in, you know, who I am and feeling. And when you see kids that are suffering, it's just, you know, all of it is very emotional.
Of course. And plus you're a mom. So like you relate to a whole nother level of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not like saying, you know, it's not like talking about feeling groovy, you know, that's a little bit easier, emotionally anyway. So, anyway, what happened was, this is so funny. I said, okay, I'm going to go. I bought my plane ticket and I, you know, got everything set up. And then I looked at a map as to where I was going. And I swear, I almost threw up in my mouth.
Why?
I said, oh my God. I said, I can't believe where I'm going. I'm going as an American woman all by myself to the Middle East. Like, have I lost my marbles?
Oh my God. So, but you crushed it. You did so great.
Oh my gosh. I was like telling my kids where, you know, what folders to look in if something happens, like for the money or what, you know, I mean, it was
right.
Like nuts. So
right.
I was like, but anyway, no. And I was fine. Like I had so much fun, but I met so many amazing people and the conversations we had were just so intellectual. And I tasted the food was so good. The coffee.
What do they eat there, Steph? Like, what is their day to day?
Well, there's a lot of lamb. There's a lot of
lamb.
Lots of vegetables.
Interesting.
I was eating mostly vegetables. Now there's no pork at all. But I was eating like quinoa and beets and.
So they eat pretty healthy.
Oh my! I was so happy. I was in hummus heaven.
I like that.
I had so much fun and I tried, like I had like real authentic Indian food. I just was enjoying every minute. Like I just enjoyed my coffee. The coffee is so good there. I'm sorry. The American coffee is terrible. It's awful. And but the people that I met were so amazing. It was just an experience that I will never, I'm so grateful that I did it.
I know. It seemed like it was once in a lifetime experience, right?
Well, yeah. And I went into the Arabian Sea.
Oh my God. So awesome.
The water was like 100 degrees and it was so salty. It was the most amazing ocean I've ever been, like, it was so good.
So did you actually, like, because I've seen other people that have gone too, did you have to wear like a shawl over you all day, like a cover?
No. Dubai in the city is very progressive.
Interesting.
I actually brought a very conservative clothing because I just wanted to be respectful.
Of course, right.
But there were people with shorts and t-shirts and tank tops out when we went out.
Right.
Either way, pretty much. But I think when you go a little bit outside the city, when it's a little bit more religious, not so much of a melting pot, it would not be so welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
But I rode a camel.
Oh my God, so cool! I saw that pictures. I think that was so cool.
I went on a desert safari. Like,
oh my God,
crazy.
So cool.
So yeah, so you know, I just—it's like a dream.
It
was
is.
A dream.
It totally
and
is.
I would. If you would have told me last April that I would be going to Dubai, I would have laughed.
Why?
Because I didn't know then. I would have like, what are you, nuts? I would have never thought that I would have gone to Italy, maybe, but Dubai?
Right, like totally, you know, different.
You,
yeah.
Know? So, yeah, you know, so I just never thought. And I'm so blessed and grateful, and I have an amazing life. My life is so good. In the suffering and coming from the suffering and all of that, my life is amazing. And there's no way to get to feeling that way until you feel groovy.
It's true. But I also feel like you appreciate more of your life when you go through shitty times.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, yes, but I, you know, and you and I know this, but, you know, I just had, you know, sort of a life upheaval a couple weeks ago. And the day one, I was like, you know what? I have, my kids are amazing. I have an amazing career that is really just getting off the ground. I have an amazing family. My friends are awesome. I don't have to worry if my car breaks down, if I have to fix it, you know, monetarily speaking.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, I'm in good, and I went to Dubai.
Right.
My gosh. And I'm going to Sicily.
I know. So, I want to talk about that too. Let's talk about your amazing retreat. It's a retreat, technically. What are you calling it?
It is a retreat.
Okay.
It is a retreat.
Okay, cool.
And, I'm actually going to be in Sicily for the month.
Amazing.
So, but for five of those days, I'm opening it up to five women. And it's exclusive, so you have to apply and then have an interview. Who would like to learn how to feel groovy a la Siciliana?
Love it.
That means,
freaking,
you know,
love it.
By way of the Sicilians, you know, we're going to learn, we're going to adopt the Sicilian time schedule, the way they eat. And we're going to do, we'll do a winery tour. We'll do a cooking lesson. We'll do feel groovy talks every day. We're going to do daily yoga. My friend who's certified in yoga, but she's also a stand-up comedian out in L.A., she's going to be joining us, and she's going to be helping me with some of the talks, and also with because she's going to talk about the relationship between the yoga mat and life.
Interesting.
Yes, and we're a 3-minute walk to the beach, so we're going to do a beach day. It's going to be great.
And how long is the retreat for our listeners?
It's Wednesday to Sunday. So it's Wednesday the 12th, I believe, the 12th through Sunday the 16th.
Awesome. Of what month?
June.
So June. Awesome. So
And you
awesome.
Can look at that information on my website, juststeff.com. Or, you know, you can, you know, email me or something. But, yeah, you need to fill out an application.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is like a super intimate setting. You don't just want to be staying with strangers and not know anything about them.
Well, you know, we want to make sure everybody's willing to work and, you know, nobody's crazy. And
right.
Nobody's going to come and kill anybody and whatever. But, you know, and here's the thing. And this is what I want to say to people up front. This is not a shopping trip. If you want to shop, add days on either end of the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? If you want to go shopping in Rome, you want to go, you know, you want to go, and I'm not saying you can't buy stuff when we're out and about. It's not that. But this is, we're going to be adopting the Sicilian lifestyle, and we're going to be doing things to feel groovy and how we can change our lives and our thoughts. And I will be offering one-on-one consultations to each and every person at least one time during the retreat.
And that's a huge, like, deal. So let's also talk about your one-on-one.
Let's
talk about like what your offering is, how people can, you know, reach out to you about that, and what a consult's like for that.
Right. Well, I, you know, this is what, let me look at my, I'm going to pull all my stuff up so I don't contradict myself. Basically, you know, what it is you'll get, if you're interested, all you have to do is sign up for a free 30-minute call. And, you know, what you get from me is what we're going to do is it's called 12 hours to feel groovy up close and personal. So that you're signing up for 12 one-hour sessions over 12 weeks, plus 40 hours a week access to me via Voxer, which is an app that you can just message me either verbally or type in like a text, and I will be getting back to you within a day and helping you out through your whatever you're going through. You'll also have access to my online course, which is a $1,200 value. So I'm going to be doing the online course come in January, February. coming up in 2019. That will all be recorded. And then if you sign up for the retreat or the one-on-ones, you will have free access to that course.
So awesome. Right. And they have to subscribe to your mailing list too, because you have all these groovy-doo tips.
Right. Right. So yeah, I'm going to tell you about that, but you also get a free download of my book, The Only Way Is Up.
Awesome. And that's a really good deal.
We'll have a Feel Groovy Tribe Facebook page and all of that. So it's all the one-on-ones will get that. But, you know, basically we'll take what's in the course, but I'm going to personalize it and find out what is going on in your life. And I'm an empath. So I will use those gifts and tap into them to figure out how we can make your life groovy.
Right. So who is, like, for our listeners, because we have such a vast audience, like, who is your ideal clients? Like, who are some people that you already work with one-on-one? Like, who are some more people that this would cater to?
Okay. You know, I think anybody who is sort of like a second lifer, like anyone who's interested in making changes in their life, whether it's, you know, career, mm-hmm. maybe you're an empty nester and you don't know what to do now. You're in a toxic relationship. You've gotten divorced. I don't think while you're in the middle of a divorce, I'm a good fit, because I think you need to work with your lawyer and therapist and all of that to get through the divorce.
Right.
But I think after a divorce or you're considering a relationship breakup, or you're not happy in work, you need to learn how to engage in tough conversations. Maybe you need help with, you know, kids, you know, dealing with your children or your job, your boss, anything where you already feel pretty good and you know what you know you want to feel better, but there's certain areas of your life you want to hone in on and say, how can I make this better? And we'll find that out together.
Right. And do you offer like group sessions too, or are you focusing more on the one-on-one outside of your workshops? Like, so the Facebook group would basically bring in your clients all together. Is that the ideal?
Right. Okay. But well, I'm going to do I'm going to be launching an online course in February. Well, I'm launching, I think, the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be launching that course, and that will be for up to 10 people.
Awesome.
And then that would be a group, because we do it via Zoom. It'd be like a webinar.
Right.
And I'll be recording it, but then people will have opportunities. And there's benefits for that course as well. You get, you know, the same Facebook group, you'll have access to the course for for your life. And then you'll also have, free download of my book, and there'll be, you know, opportunities for one-on-ones with me as a bonus. And there's VIP upgrades if you want to access to me via Voxer during the duration of the course as well.
Awesome. So many great offerings. Good stuff coming up.
It's so exciting. I have so much happening. I'm very excited about it. And I just feel so good about what we're doing. And I have a great team with, you know, Jamie, and I have a great team of interns working with me. And it's just, we're just getting this all going, and I'm so excited to be working one-on-one with people. That is really what I want to do. And just so that you understand, as far as the ideal client, I don't see me working with, I'm not like the full-time life coach or therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somebody that's going to help you snap out of something in short term. We're talking less than a year of coaching. Less. You know,
really?
I mean, it could be, and it could go on and on, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's that kind of a thing. It's more like, let's tweak your life.
Right.
You're feeling good. You want to feel great.
So basically what you're really showcasing is that you can make significant changes with people in a short period of time.
That you don't really need
them beyond a certain point.
Right. And these are people that want to put the work in.
Totally.
They're coachable.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, I'm my ideal client.
Right.
Like I am, and I mean that, because I'm so coachable. I go, okay, well, tell me what to do and I can do it. And yes, okay, well, you say that makes me, I'm going to do it, you know?
Right.
So, I'm not saying I'm I'm a doormat or, I will
not
definitely
at all.
Talk about stuff.
Right.
But I'm very coachable. And I'm also, I'm going through, you know, I've gone through all these transitions, you know, between the divorce, my kids going off and, you know, relationships and work and trying to figure out what I love to do and all of that. So, you know, I've been through it all. And, you know, and not to mention dealing with, I've dealt with toxic people. I've dealt with rejection, abandonment, bullying. I've dealt with it all. And I've lived with feeling different my whole life,
right?
Which I know each of us do.
No, so, everybody has their own. Yeah, but I think that that's so valuable. Like, you're even showcasing that, like, you can make really big changes in your life in short periods of time when you dedicate the time.
Absolutely.
So I think that that's really valuable.
And I'll call people out on the BS.
Yeah, people need to know that. I think that's so respectable about you, too, because that's the only way to have real growth.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm just going to be honest with people. I mean, listen, I'm loving, you know, I'm totally loving, but you know, you have to be honest with people. You have to, they have to know what's going on.
Right.
So
it's so true. And then Steph, you're going to be in our magazine this issue, which is out next week. So excited about that.
Yay.
And you're giving like teasers for your groovy dudes and all of that cool stuff.
So if you go to my website, juststeph.com, what will pop up is, you'll have the opportunity to download Steph's 10 groovy do's to get you in the groove. And these are just things that you can do right now to start to feel good. And that's when you sign up for my newsletter, and you can download this little sort of ebook, small little ebook. And when you sign up for my newsletter, you also will be privy to new products and services, new pricing, better pricing, opportunities that, you'll be the first to know about my retreats and my workshops and courses and all of that. And also I do newsletters that are just about being uplifting. And so and I tell in my emails, you know, my personal journey as well.
Which is so important because people feel they can relate, right? And that's the most important part. Right. So fun. I want to play a quick little game time because I don't know if we've ever played since you've been on my show. Did we ever play game time?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to play today. So you could answer them however you want. No pressure. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you outside of your amazing career. So first question, what is something Steph Palermo has to do in her daily routine?
Exercise.
Okay, what kind of you work out like twice a day, don't you?
No, not twice a day. But, you know, it depends on where I'm at in my head. Like right now, I've been so busy in my head, it's been hard for me to do yoga with all the stuff that I have going on. So I said, well, I have to do something. So I'll jump on the elliptical or I'll go to the boxing gym.
Good for you.
I box and I do yoga. Sometimes I do. Now, listen, I have done 2-a-days where I've done boxing in the morning and yoga at night or something like that. It depends on where I'm at and my time. But I'm basically do boxing. My boxing class is a title boxing, and I love my hot yoga.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite.
Awesome. Yeah. I hear such great things about boxing. Like, seriously. I always follow you on Facebook, though. Like, you're so admirable about it because that really, like, you sweat a ton, right?
Well, you need to come with me. Maybe when I come home.
Oh, my God. Please. I would love to. I would absolutely love to. That's, like, on my bucket list to start doing more of that because it just looks like an all-around great exercise, right?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, what is your TV guilty pleasure?
Oh, Law and Order SVU.
Me too. I love that one.
I watched it all day on Sunday. I just sat there and watched it. I'm like, I'm just vegging.
Why not? I mean, even the repeats, you're like, is this a repeat? I could watch it again, right?
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, and I just veg, and that I do. That's because I'm not a huge TV person. I don't watch much TV. Like, my TV hardly goes on.
Right.
And so I just don't watch a lot of TV, but I do like Law and Order.
Amazing. And what is your favorite destination you've ever been to?
Oh, Sicily.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's why you're doing your retreat, right? Plus, you know, by the way, can we share with our audience? I didn't know this. Maybe people do that are online, that there's a town called Palermo, right?
That's my last name.
I know.
You know, the funny thing is my family's not from Palermo, but but I'm actually good. My house that I'm renting is, you know, for the retreat and for my vacation is 20 kilometers from Palermo.
Oh, my God. So, awesome.
Yeah. So I want to tell you this quick, you know, the funny thing is we talk about manifesting.
Uh-huh.
I said, I want to go to Sicily for a month. I want to immerse myself in the culture. I want to be close to Palermo. I want to be walking distance to the beach and to the town. you know, whatever town that is. And when I just was in my hairdressers and, you know, last summer, and I said, and I was telling my hairdresser, I said, oh, and this is in Boston. I said, I want to go to Sicily. I want this. She goes, oh my gosh, my neighbor's there. And she hooked me up with her. And I said, okay, tell me about the house. She goes, it's 20 kilometers from Palermo. It's 3 minute walking distance to the beach. And it's right in the town.
What amazing that, like, all the stars were aligned for that. Clearly.
I mean, I said, oh my gosh, I totally, I just, like, you know, and that's manifest. I said, I manifested this.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Exactly what I wanted.
So freaking cool. Yes. See, really, when you put your thoughts out there and you start saying it more, it really does attract itself, right?
Well, yes, but you also, I wasn't attached to the outcome.
Good point.
I was like, I'll find something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find something. Good input.
That makes a lot of sense. Completely. Mm-hmm. Okay, really cool. All right, what is Steph Palermo's favorite food?
Pizza.
What kind of pizza?
I love San Tapio's, but East Boston San Tapio's.
Isn't that the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love pizza. You know what? I don't eat it a lot because it's, you know, it's just, but I know that, like, that's my favorite. Like, yeah. I love pizza.
Yeah. Well, there's just something so authentic about Italian pizza,
yeah,
right?
I love it.
Oh my God.
I do love pizza.
So awesome. And what is some advice you have to somebody that is interested in becoming an international speaker?
Well, okay, so this is what I would say. I think, you know, you have to have a story.
Right.
You have to know what you want to say, first mm-hmm. of all. And I've worked with Bobbi Carlton and, you know, from Innovation Women, and she does a bunch. I would get involved with the Speakers Bureau, like Bobbi, Bobbi does a lot of videos on how to get on stage. And then you have to apply.
Right.
You know, the best thing to do is to have a short little reel of you speaking. And, you know, I finally got all that together. And, you know, that kind of takes time. But, you know, even if you can set yourself up and film yourself speaking, even if nobody's in the audience, you
right.
know, just do something and then start applying. But you really need to know what you want to say and what it is that you're going to talk about, because in the best thing you could do is share your heart, because you know, the one thing that connects all, this is what connects audiences. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody has a story, you know, and everybody wants to have fun.
Good advice.
And enjoy life. So if you can connect with your audience on any of those three or all of those three, that's where you're going to move hearts, which when you move hearts, it supersedes the intellect.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about physics all day long.
So true.
You know, and say, oh, that's amazing. Okay, but it's not going to do any, you know, the only thing that's going to work is when you start to move people's hearts.
Right. Did you apply to TED Talk yet?
I had not.
You should.
Maybe.
Look into that. Definitely look into that. I think
I'll
you do super,
list.
Super well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Food for thought. Because I just feel like I know that that's a huge platform, especially for even growth potential as a speaker, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, funny, somebody said, I was having a deep conversation with somebody, with a friend of mine from here in Atlanta, and he said, that's a TED Talk.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So. I mean, literally, like, that's literally why that came to mind to tell you, because that's exactly what you're doing. It's just,
right.
it's more growth and more different exposure for you, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Advice.
I would definitely look into that. Oh my God, Steph, it's always so fun to have you on. So my final
Thank
question
you.
Is, who is your celebrity crush?
Gosh. oh my gosh, come on now. You know, Batman is my superhero.
Yeah, I love Batman too.
But I like Batman. I like Christian Bale. Christian Bale is Batman,
mm-hmm.
but I love Batman. But I think that's more of a character, but I think...
I know the pressure is on. I threw you for a loop right now.
I think Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he's really, really cute. I love him too.
Yeah, I love his, you know, his very American, manly, sort of, you know, a little arrogant, almost like a little, I like a bad good guy.
Right. The combo of both.
Edge.
Yeah.
I need a little edge.
Yeah. I totally, totally get that. That's hysterical. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
That's a super good one. Because I know now Ben Affleck plays Batman, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I like Ben, too.
I know. They're both very different, though. I do agree with you on that, because Christian Bale did it for a long time.
Yes, yes. So,
oh my God, so awesome. And who is somebody you look up to? Because you do, you have so many different areas of your life that you tap into with your radio show, being an author, being an international speaker. Who is somebody that you aspire to be like?
Oh my.
I know a lot of deep questions.
I know. You know what? It's funny. I get asked this a lot, and I just don't have like one person that, I've had so many influences. It, you know how sometimes someone says, oh, this person changed my life.
Right.
I think that there's been so many, but,
okay. Name two people that top tier that are at the top.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, I want to be a television talk show host.
Awesome.
So I really love Ellen.
Oh, Ellen's, she does amazing stuff.
I love how she scares people. I love how she makes everybody laugh. I love how it's fun. I love how it's positive and upbeat. I definitely think that she's amazing.
I agree.
In that. And I think,
she's an overall really good one.
Yeah, and I love her, but I also am really now really admiring like Jen Sincero and her Badass book.
Oh, I like her too. Yeah.
I really feel like, you know, she's a good example because she came from pretty much, you know, not really making any money to really killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's I listen to her a lot. I do the audiobooks, the You're a Badass at Making Money. Mm-hmm. I listen to it over and over and over and over.
So, you told me about this book. I still haven't read it. I need to get into that.
And I'm going to say one other person, though. I have to tell you, since I've been working with Jamie Palmer,
mm-hmm.
I'm so overly impressed with her and other Boston businesswomen at how young and successful everybody is. Like, I could cry about it because I feel like, you know, at my age, I'm really just getting going, and I'm so impressed with Jamie and the way she runs her business and her authenticity and so many of the other Boston businesswomen. I just want to say that because I'm so grateful to be part of that
community, right?
Yeah. The community is just,
when you find the right people, they all lift you up. Right. So
I love it.
Yeah.
So I just love it. I'm impressed with the young, with the millennials, with, you know, just how amazing you just start your own businesses and do it and just do it.
Don't overthink it. Yeah, it's true.
No, you just do it.
Yeah.
So
awesome, Steph. So thank you, first of all, so much for coming on today. Always so, so fun
having you. I love it.
Everybody how they can follow you on social media and, again, your website and how to get on your mailing list.
Okay, so I have my Facebook page is just Steph. I'm on Twitter at Steph Palermo. Instagram, just Steph1. I'm on LinkedIn, Steph Palermo. I'm trying to think what else is there. Google+, I'm there. I think it's just Steph. So I'm all over that. And then I'm on SoundCloud and iTunes for my podcast, The Just Steph Show. And you can get on my website, it's juststeph.com.
And you're on YouTube, aren't you now? You have a whole series.
Yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm on YouTube too. I have all kinds of stuff on YouTube.
I know.
Like all kinds
awesome.
Of content. All kinds of fun content. My radio show's on there, you know, and all a bunch of my videos on feeling groovy and little tips here and there. So yes, on YouTube. I forgot about YouTube. And so, there's a way to email me, you know, on any of these. You know, you can email me directly. GroovyInfo@juststeph.com or Steph Palermo@juststeph.com. You know, so I'm easy to get in touch with.
Perfect.
So it's juststeph.com is my website.
Yeah.
It has everything there. Like, it's such a great website. I'm so happy with it.
I know. We were just talking about it before you came on air. It looks amazing.
Yes.
I absolutely love the revamp.
Yes.
So
yes.
Awesome. Yes. So thank you so much again, Steph. Everybody definitely needs to check out her amazing article that's out live next week in our magazine. And
so excited.
Definitely reach out to her for one-on-one. She's so amazing.
Please.
And
please.
For her Sicily trip and choir, it sounds incredible.
Yes.
So thank you again so much, Steph, for coming on. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope to see you soon, honey.
I know. Same. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing Tomorrow's Scene Today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next On Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
This phone drives me crazy.
Excuse me, I'm the Sprinter and from Sprint. Try my new iPhone XR with an amazing liquid retina display.
This is amazing. Mind if I snap a few photos? Look at that color. I love this display.
I'm going to need that back.
Switch to Sprint and get iPhone XR 64 gigabytes for $0 per month with an eligible trade-in and a Sprint Flex lease. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $0 per month for 18 months after $31.25 per month. Credit applied within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit. $30 activation fee. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.